Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk Leader.
Okay, so this is Kelly Clarkson and John Legend, right? Baby, it's cold outside. But if you listen carefully, he just, right now he said, I'll call you a car. And then he says, Daddy's going to pace on the floor. And John Legend says, why are you still living at home? What's going on there? Anyway, we'll play that a little bit in the background while we talk. Good morning, everybody. I'm Andy Griffin. Mello is here as well. Hi, Mello.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Thanks for coming in. You know, you didn't have to. You weren't scheduled to come in today, but I called you and you're like, Sure, why not?
In between shopping and cooking, I'd love to stop by.
You have Christmas parties today?
Yeah, 1 o'clock. I've got to get some
nice
food ready
for
that.
A family party and making chicken noodle soup, huh?
Yeah, my famous chicken noodle soup.
Does it have big fat noodles?
Yes, the big fat egg
I
noodles.
I love big fat noodles.
And then cream, so it's like a creamy chicken noodle soup.
Creamy chicken noodle soup.
That's what my kids ask for when they come home to visit.
Nice.
It's soup.
but you managed to make chicken noodle soup fattening. Because
of course.
It wasn't fattening with thin noodles and no cream. But now with the cream and the fat noodles, it became fattening.
Are you calling my chicken noodle soup fat chicken noodle soup?
No, well, fattening.
Like P-H-A-T fat.
Oh, yeah. Pretty hot and tempting, right? Isn't that what that stands for?
I don't know what it stands for.
Well, hi, everybody. Happy New Year, or Christmas Eve, not New Year's Eve. That's in a week. But we are here, and this is actually my last show for until 2025. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But not your last show, actually.
No, sir.
And that's kind of, I'm glad you came in today, because we can talk about what you're going to do after Christmas.
Yeah.
On Thursday, Mello and Donia Jessup will be in studio here. Donia is the mayor of Hilldale, Utah. She is a, polygamous refugee. She was part of the polygamous, you know, the Warren Jeffs and all that stuff church, and she managed to get out and escape and become a normal human being. Actually, she's an extraordinary human being. But
yes, I've heard many things about her.
And Mello's going to sit with her, and they're going to kind of go over the whole story about how Donia was able to get away and then go back, and amidst threats and major opposition, she won the mayor job. So
that's amazing.
Very cool, yeah. And that's Thursday. Now, Friday, you are going to be here with, you're bringing a friend? Or?
Yeah, Jennifer Polson. She's a fellow realtor, but she and I have a lot to talk about, and we will have some fun things to talk about.
Realty is a weird thing right now, because the prices have not gone down. In fact, the interest rates were supposed to go down. They didn't yet.
Mm-mm.
We're hopeful, because the Fed made the, I don't know how it all worked. Maybe you know better than I do, but they dropped the main interest rate, but and then everything else is supposed to follow, but the home loans didn't.
No.
In fact, Brandon Hansen, who was just on a minute ago, he says, people keep calling our office and saying, now that the interest rates are dropped, can we refinance? And he's like, well, here's the thing. The home loans didn't.
Not really. Not yet.
Yeah. Psych. So, but anyway, so you'll talk about availability. There are a lot of homes available right now. Mm-hmm. In Southern Utah.
Yeah, we'll talk a little realty. I don't like to get pigeonholed just into real estate.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But we will discuss. We haven't got it all totally worked out yet.
Maybe you'll talk about pigeonholes.
That'd be fun.
You said you were pigeonholed. Pigeons are rats with wings is what people tell me. So.
Yeah, they're not very fun. No, I don't like them.
But we are so close to Christmas. So the reason I played the new version of Baby, It's Cold Outside is I thought it would be interesting to talk a little bit about. Now, if you remember, the world got a little woke there. And this goes back to really before woke was woke. And it was 2009 when people first started saying, hey, this song talks about something in her drink. It talks about making her stay when she doesn't want to. Maybe this is a little date rape esque or misogynist or sexist or something. And I never thought it was. I mean, to me, and Mello, you can maybe reflect on this a little bit. I always felt like it was a tongue in cheek song. Like she wanted to stay, but she was just kind of making the excuses why she shouldn't, but she wanted to. You know what I mean? Like,
right. I want you to want me to stay. And then beg me to stay.
Yeah, exactly. But I guess, and I didn't know this, but I guess Saturday Night Live and South Park did a satirical version. Because if you remember, this is when Bill Cosby got in a lot of trouble. They did a satirical version of Bill Cosby singing the song about slipping something into women's drinks, and that's when it really kind of started to gain traction on how controversial it was. And yeah, I'm not going to play the satirical version, but I always felt the song was harmless. But
no, it's super cute, and I love the jazz undertones in that song.
Oh yeah, the way that thing starts, the new version with Kelly Clarkson and John Legend, I'm just like, whoa, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
You know, got the saxophone going. In fact, I'm going to play a little more of it again just because I like the way it starts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the way it should have started in the first place, way back when, right?
Really can't stop.
All right, I'll turn it down again. But I like that. I think it's cool. And kudos to Mello for introducing me to that version. I had never heard it until today. So
I love it.
Thank you for that.
And there's another one with Carrie Underwood that was really good. And I think that was with John Legend,
Same song or different
song? No, it's a different song. I'll have to find that one. But okay. I just heard that one Carrie recently, Underwood. Too. Yeah. It was amazing. I have to find it, though. Someone just introduced it to me.
So, you know, the whole American Idol thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was big time into it when it was originally on Fox. And then they canceled it. And then it came back on, I think it was ABC. And I actually liked the new judges. Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, Luke Perry. I think before Luke Perry was Brad Paint. No, it was the Australian guy.
Keith Urban.
Keith Urban, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was, but for whatever reason, and maybe it's because my kids were moved out at that point, but for whatever reason, the newer version of American Idol never captured my imagination. But Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood, both graduates of the original American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Carrie won and Kelly finished second. And way back
in season. I think Kelly did win.
She did win.
She was the first winner of American Idol.
Yeah.
But the song I'm thinking of that is really amazing is also with John Legend and Carrie Underwood, and it's called Hallelujah. And that one, like, almost brought tears to my eyes.
Like the Hallelujah song that you know?
It's a different rendition, maybe. I don't know, because I can't think of the original right off my head. But I listened to that one, and I was almost in tears. It was beautiful. So, Hallelujah by John Legend and Carrie Underwood was...
Ooh, I just received a notification of something my wife scheduled for. So my wife keeps our electronic calendar for the family.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, I'll get a buzz that says, you have something coming up. Your wife has scheduled it. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. I'm a little scared. But anyway, I just received a notification about that.
I get notifications every time my husband spends money on our card.
I know. You just got one. We were sitting here a few minutes ago. Oh, he just spends money.
I wonder what I'm getting at this store. It's kind of fun.
So my wife tells me she gets notifications if I spend something and a card is not present. Like if I buy something on an online store. But if I actually am in person and present the card, she doesn't get a notification about that. So if I buy something from Amazon or some other online website, I get a text from her a few minutes later. Oh, what did you buy?
So my husband, I actually got a notification because we have separate accounts, and then he's an authorized user, which is why I get a notification.
Okay.
And he purchased something on Temu. And that's really unusual because my husband does not do any online shopping.
Okay.
So he ordered something from Temu. And so I made a joke because I thought I was funny. And I was like, was there like an accidental purchase because somebody just ordered something on Temu? And I don't shop on Temu personally. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, it was me. I'm like, who helped you order it? And he got really mad that I would say, who helped you order on Temu? Was it your sister? Like, what did you buy? And he's like, oh, maybe I got you a present. I'm like, yeah, well, that's not what you did. So what did you actually buy? Did you buy jerseys? Like, what did you buy? And he actually bought me the nicest thing.
It was a present.
It was for me. So then I felt really bad.
You jerk.
I know, I'm so mean. He bought me a Pebble ice maker.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's
nice.
Like on the counter. And it was only $160.
So you have it now?
Yeah.
And it works good?
It works great. Nice. I use it all the time.
Nice.
And in store, they're like $400 or $500.
Way to go, Jeff.
Way to go, Jeff. Yeah. Good job.
You rock, Jeff. However, be aware, every time you spend anything on that card, she does know. So,
yeah.
All right, wanted to talk for a second about big news coming out of Costco. Okay, mm-hmm. I honestly don't know too many people that don't go to Costco. I know. I mean, it's a weird concept. You have to pay to get in their store and spend money with them. It's strange. Supposedly, they save you money, and that's how they do it. But anyway, you do pay, and we do pay. I do pay, and we go in, and we like to spend money there. But a few years ago, I don't know how many. It's probably been 10, maybe. They switched their soda machines around on their snack bar. So I used to love to, I'd go get a hot dog and a drink. $1.50. I mean, come on, right?
Yeah, I got one the other day.
But, and then I would also buy, and back then, I think it was $1.29, you could get a cup of vanilla ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would eat like half of it, and then I would put root beer from their soda machine on it and make myself a root beer float that I could take home with me and stuff, or stir it up and make a root beer freezer. I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was a great idea. But they switched to Mountain Dew, to Pepsi products. So it was Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Starry, which is Pepsi's version of, I guess Sierra Mist is gone now. Mm. So it's Pepsi's version of
Starry. Do you know why it is?
Why?
It was somebody else's name.
Really?
And it was
Sierra Mist?
It was something, yeah, huh. Like an online name. Anyway, that's the side story.
Okay,
sorry.
Yeah. So, but they were carrying root beer, Pepsi version of root beer. Well, they stopped carrying it. I'm convinced because people like me were putting root beer in their ice cream and they couldn't have that. That was terrible, but I don't know if that's really true. But, news is out now that Costco is negotiating, or renegotiating, maybe I should say, with Coca-Cola Company. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be switching their soda fountains from Pepsi products to Coke products. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about you, but that's good news because I miss, you know.
DP, baby.
Yeah, DP. Yeah.
What I miss at Costco's snack bar is they used to have those ice cream sandwich bars, like an ice cream bar, uh-huh. And it was chocolate, and then they put like 5,000 almonds on it.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
And those are gone. I think It was probably a loss because the almonds got so expensive.
Yeah, that's true. Well, so back to the Coke thing. So the story I'm reading lists Coke, Coke Zero, Diet Coke, and Sprite. It does not list Dr. Pepper. Now, Dr. Pepper is an independent bottler. It is not owned by Coke, but it has for many, 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 many years been associated with Coke. So if a like they had like an alliance with Coke. So if they carried Coke, they would carry Dr. Pepper most places. But it's not listed in the story. So I'm wondering, Mel, like to me, it is not an upgrade if they just go Coke, Diet Coke. And I know a lot of people love Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And Sprite. To me, that's not an upgrade from Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and Starry, you know. Right. So,
but what about Mr. Pibb? Is Mr. Pibb owned by Coke?
I think Mr. Pibb is a Pepsi product.
Oh, is it? I like it Mr. Pibb. It's close enough to Dr. Pepper.
But it's not real common, especially in Utah. You don't...
The movie theaters, I think, have it.
Do they? Yeah, Pibb Extra, I think, mm-hmm. is what they call it mm-hmm. now. But I don't see a lot of Pibb around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I grew up in Texas. Texas is the home of Dr. Pepper. That's where it was invented and bottled. And Mr. Pibb, there was no Mr. Pibb in Texas. They just didn't carry it. And for years, when I was a very poor young married person, I drank something called Dr. Thunder.
That was made from down
by
under?
Made by Albertsons or something like that. It was basically Dr. Pepper generic.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as good, but it was close enough that I was like, yeah, I can't afford the real stuff. So.
When I was, like, my whole life growing up, I was always a Pepsi girl. Like, I always drank Pepsi. And when I got pregnant at 40 years old, I got this thing called gestational diabetes.
Mm-hmm,
and I couldn't have mm-hmm. anything because I was diabetic. And so I quit drinking Pepsi, obviously. And then after I had my baby, I was like, okay, bring me a Pepsi. And it was way too sweet. I couldn't drink it anymore. And that's when I made the switch to Dr. Pepper. So it's nice. Just been, nice. It was just too sweet.
So my wife had, so she went in with one of our, I think it was our youngest daughter, and they said, you might have gestational diabetes, but we need to do these other tests to confirm that.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife's like, I don't want to do the other tests. I'm just going to stop eating sugar. And she, for the last 5-6 months of this pregnancy, she ate no sugar, no added, I mean, no cookies, no candy, mm-hmm. no soda, no. Mm-hmm. And first of all, that was a testament to her. That's impressive. I mean, think about giving up anything with that sugary.
It was hard.
In your life. I couldn't do it. Yeah. But she literally looked at, she says, my baby's life is on the line. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And she did it. But okay, real quick on this whole Costco thing. They are, the negotiations are over, I guess. They are switching. Mm-hmm. It's not, they maybe are going to. They are. And then this is from a tweet. Costco originally made the switch to Pepsi in 2013 mm-hmm. as a cost-saving measure to keep their famous $1.50 hot dog and soda combo. But after a standoff where Costco pulled all Coke products for a month, yeah, even from their shelves, Coke lowered their prices, allowing Costco to switch back. The switchback will start in January. Coke's focus on machine quality and partnership with Costco are likely driving the change. They are switching. It's going to happen in January. It'll happen at all Costco's nationwide. And but again, no word on whether Dr. Pepper will be a part of the deal.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I'm sure.
To me, actually, more important, I hope they bring root beer back so I can have my ice cream float, my root beer float.
That's awesome.
I don't know. 9:25. Wow, it's already 9:25. We are flying through this show on this Christmas Eve morning. Earlier today, I was talking about the words Christmas Eve. Now, Mellow, I know it's stupid and it's nitpicky, but Christmas Eve refers to nighttime. Everybody's like, well, it's Christmas Eve. Well, actually, it's the day before Christmas. Christmas Eve would start at maybe 4 or 5 o'clock, right? Because it's evening.
That's semantics.
I know, but still, it's true. Right?
Okay, you can be right, and we'll all say Happy Christmas Eve Day.
No, it's not Christmas Eve Day. It's just the day before Christmas.
No, it's Christmas Eve Day.
There's no such thing as Christmas Eve Day.
Yeah, it's today.
It would just be the day before Christmas. You can't say Christmas Eve Day. There's no such thing as that.
That is what I'm going to call Eve it from day. Now on for you.
Eve Day. You're like my wife. You like to find a point and just twist the screw. And
yes.
Yeah, that's okay. All right. There was a couple of things in the news this morning that kind of I thought were fascinating. The snacks for Santa. Mm. Snacks for Santa. Okay, so what do we leave for Santa, right? Cookies mm-hmm. and milk, right? I mean, mm-hmm. that's what we do here in America. But I've got this interesting little story. This is from NBC News Radio. Check this out.
Around the world, people leave different snacks for Santa as a token of thanks. In the U.S., it's usually milk and cookies and carrots for the reindeer. In Chile, it's fruitcake. In France, Santa gets wine. It's beer in Australia, but it's summer there. In Sweden, they leave coffee. Denmark leaves rice pudding. And in Ireland, of course, a pint of Guinness. With all that alcohol, good thing Santa has Rudolph as the designated driver. I'm Bree Tennis.
Thank you, Bree. I'm thinking fruitcake. What? Like who? How many? Honestly, right now, how many people do you know like fruitcake? Like
I don't know one.
Really like request it, want it.
No, none.
Okay, my dad likes fruitcake. I found out there was one other guy that lives in my neighborhood that likes it because they were, it's a long story, but they were giving out fruitcake and I was going to go collect it for my dad. And this guy's like, well, I want some too. And I'm like, you do? Because I didn't think anybody else wanted any. But anyway, so my dad likes fruitcake and this Lane likes fruitcake too, but nobody else. No, it wasn't Lane. It was... last name of Maine. I'm sorry I forgot your name, man. But anyway, they like fruit, but I don't know anybody. I don't know one single person. And yet you go to the store, like you go to Smith's or Walmart, whatever, mm-hmm. they have fruitcake and people buy it and they buy it and take it home. And I'm like, what do you do with it? Does it sit on the counter for a week and then you throw it away? Or, I mean, nobody's eating it, right?
Maybe it's just a neighbor gifts you, like, can say you gave them something and then they can just put it on their counter and throw it away later.
How to make enemies of your neighbors in one fell swoop. Here, give them a fruitcake. I don't know. I don't understand. And I'm sure there are people out there. And by the way, if you want to text me and say, I love fruitcake, you can text me at 467-5842. But honestly, I do not know... Except for the two people that I mentioned, and they're both a little bit older than me.
Octogenarian.
Both over the age of 80. Octogenarians, yes. Yeah. They're both over the age of 80. So I don't know anybody that likes fruitcake. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I tried. Because my dad, because he loves it, we always had some in the house. And I look, cake. And look, it has a little candy in it. Well, that ain't candy, guys.
No,
that is not candy. It's a trick. There's nuts and real pieces of some kind of weird fruit derivative, and that's all that's in those things.
That's why I have trust issues.
Yeah. Now that and the dirty Dr. Pepper with alcohol in it.
Oh,
right?
I know.
Yeah.
I still haven't had that, thankfully.
We'll take a break. Back with more. It's Mello and Andy on Christmas. Well, the day before Christmas.
Christmas Eve day, Merry.
No. We'll be right back.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Hi, everybody, and Merry almost Christmas to you. It is the day before Christmas. It is not Christmas Eve. That is in about 7-8 hours.
At what time particularly does Eve start?
Well, that is a matter of debate. Some people say around 4. I would say 3 is too early. That's still afternoon, right? Mm. So somewhere between 4 and 5:30, you've got evening time, right? And nowadays, it gets dark at like 5 o'clock, so
right.
It's definitely evening when it gets dark out there.
But,
So here's a little bit of Christmassy piano music we can play in the background.
Love it.
If you could see my screen, there is a fireplace burning in the front. It's like a fake, no, it's a real fire, but it's a fake video of it. So relaxing.
I love Christmas music.
Okay, well, let me pause this Christmas music and play something else for you. Okay, so if I were to ask Mello the number one Christmas song, first of all, the number one selling Christmas song ever, do you know what that is?
I think I do.
Not the most popular now, but the number one all-time most selling.
I want to say Mariah Carey.
Okay, that is the most popular right now, by far.
Okay.
And that is the number one as voted on by the staff of the of Billboard magazine.
Okay.
But the number one selling all-time Christmas song is White Christmas, Bing Crosby.
Yeah, okay.
That is number one selling. But they released a list of top 100 Christmas songs of all time. Listen to this one. The Boss, Bruce Springsteen.
And that version of it is the one?
Yeah, this version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Number 9 all time on Billboard's top 100 Christmas songs. Let's see some of the others. This Christmas by Donnie Hathaway was number 10. Elvis Presley's Blue Christmas is number 12.
Mm-hmm.
Little Saint Nick by Beach Boys, number 16. Chuck Berry's Run Rudolph Run, number 20. The number one song, though, of all time, you got it, you were right. All I Want for Christmas is... You.
Okay. One I really love to listen to at Christmas is I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. I love that song.
I think my favorite one when I was a kid was All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth because, you know, your teeth fall, and my teeth had fallen out at the time. I was like, yeah, this is me. This song's
song.
About me. Yeah.
That's cute.
By the way, the number one Christmas album of all time, most popular as voted on by the Billboard staff. The soundtrack for A Charlie Brown Christmas by the Vince Guaraldi Trio.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. I think that's a good one. I think that's a good selection.
What about the Jackson 5, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus? Is that on there?
No, it's not on. I don't have the list in front of me. I just have a summation of the list. Growing up, we listened to two Christmas albums primarily at my house, Carpenter's Christmas and the Osmond Christmas.
Okay.
And to me that, I mean, you know, hearing them sing Winter Wonderland and some of those that's just Christmas right there.
Yeah. We listened to the Mannheim Steamrollers.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty good. Did you know, by the way, getting off of music a little bit, but Santa's house is on Zillow. You being a realtor should know this.
I did not
know check
that.
This out. Santa's house is up on Zillow as he prepares to take this guy's real estate site is offering virtual tours of Claus's North Pole home, showing off features like a hot chocolate bar and gift wrapping room. The home is valued on Zillow. The Zestimate is $1.2 million. So apparently, the old feller's doing pretty well for himself. $1.2 million, right? Although I imagine property values up there are pretty low up on the North Pole.
Right, so it's actually pretty high.
Yeah. So, by the way, the Mega Millions, you and I talked about this briefly before the show, is at almost $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the two national lotteries. Now, you cannot buy a ticket for the Mega Millions in Utah or in Nevada. I think people are shocked when they hear that. Oh, can I go to Mesquite? But no, Nevada was not for the reason. Utah doesn't do a lottery because Utah's anti-gambling. Nevada doesn't do a lottery because they don't want people spending money on things other than the slot machines and their
really?
Blackjack. Yeah.
Oh.
So they do not participate in the national lottery. However, Arizona does. So if you are of a mind, you could go to Littlefield or, I don't know, Beaver Dam or somewhere mm-hmm. and get yourself some Mega Millions tickets.
I might.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah.
You are? Okay.
I think so.
I am not. I don't. The odds are so long on the lottery. And I know you got to play to win. I've heard that. But the odds are so long. You're actually more likely to get struck by lightning than you are to win the lottery.
Well, with that attitude, you will never win.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew.
My mom used to say that the lottery is tax for people who aren't good at math.
Lottery is tax for all the dummies.
You know, like me, that I'm not good at math, so I'll go play.
Okay, got a couple of texts about fruitcake. Roy says, I love my mother's fruitcakes, miss her. And then Patty texted in and said, I absolutely love fruitcake, sure miss my mother's. And so, and by the way, Merry Christmas to me and Mello from Patty. Merry Christmas. But it sounds like to me, the key might be, Mello, the homemade part of it. Because the only fruitcake I've ever had was the store-bought stuff, right?
Yeah.
Maybe if you smell it baking mm-hmm. and you get it fresh, warm out of the oven, maybe it's good.
We got to find like a vintage recipe book and try the recipe.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Yeah.
But here's the problem with that. So if I take the time and make, say, gingerbread or I make cheesecake or whatever, when you bake something, it's an investment. And I know people don't believe that. If you spend an hour or two, never mind the financial cost of whatever ingredient, but the actual cost of your time to bake something, you want it. It better come out good, right? It better be good. And so if I bake something and then it's still yucky, I'm kind of mad.
Okay. Right? So this actually happened. I have this recipe for banana chocolate chip muffins that is
the best thing. Right on the surface sounds fantastic.
It's delicious. So I was so excited. I had some bananas that were ready for it to make the muffins because you have to have them like a little soft, right?
Yeah.
So I'd been waiting to do it. And I got not all the ingredients. I started making it, and I went to grab my eggs. And for some reason, somebody that lives with me named Jeff used all the eggs. And so I was really...
Probably a big old fat omelet with meat.
I know. So I was so mad because I just needed... I think I only needed one egg. So I was just... So I was grumpy. So I went to the store in a grumpy mood, and I went and got my grumpy egg, and then I put it in my recipe. And in my haste, I forgot the baking soda. Oh. So my muffins were these flat little nasty things, and I was...
Hockey puck.
I was so mad. And I couldn't be mad at him. Like, he can use the eggs. It's okay. I was just a little... I feel like if I had used the eggs, I would have... replace the eggs before breakfast, but anyway, but I redeemed myself and I made them again
mm-hmm.
and they were delicious. And I actually had the last one this morning. So
my wife makes a killer banana chocolate chip bread. It's amazing. And I'm not really a banana fan. I mean, I can eat, but I don't not like them. I just, I could do without them. But her banana bread is so good. Oh my gosh.
I have a really yummy banana bread recipe I got back on the East Coast like 25 years ago with buttermilk in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is pretty delicious. But the muffins are so much quicker to bake. I like making those.
So one of the most popular gifts this year are smartwatches, which can track things like heart rate and blood pressure. But experts say be careful, and there's a reason for that. A lot of smartwatches, track your, circadian rhythms and your heart rate and your... whatever. And a couple of doctors online, I'm not going to play their quotes, but one of them, her name is Ildiko Agustin, worries that they could lead to increased anxiety and unnecessary medical tests because we see the numbers on them and go, I'm going to die. I need to fix something.
I have one, and I actually have a little bit of issues with my heart where like it races.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite. Mine actually goes too slow.
Right,
sometimes.
So that's why I'm not supposed to have sodas because it makes it go up. But when I feel my heart palpitating, that's when I'll check it. And I've been keeping track of it. So it's actually been really helpful for me to actually see when it jumps up there.
I think if people will go, okay, this is a guide. This is a loose guide. This is not, I mean, the numbers are not exact. They're not. For instance, I have, and I need to get this checked, but I have occasionally my watch that I wear while I'm sleeping says, you know, there were 10 minutes where your heart rate was too low last night.
Mm.
And, but it's like one beat slower, like it's alerted to go on at 39 if it goes below 40. And so for me, I'm just like, is this something I need to worry about? And I asked my doctor about it. He's like, you know what, if it goes down below that, or if it goes down for an hour or two at a time and not just a couple of minutes, he said, I wouldn't worry too much about it. You're fine.
So you actually sleep with your watch on?
Yes, I do. Yes.
When do you charge it?
The one I have, and I don't know if everybody's like this, it charges in less than an hour. It charges like in 45 minutes.
Oh.
So it'll alert me, hey, you're getting low. And so while I'm just sitting at home watching TV or whatever, I'll go put it on the charger for an hour. And then I can, by the time I go to bed, it's ready to go again. So.
But when you get alerts on it, doesn't the light like come up on your phone and interrupt your sleep?
No,
I guess not. Because I tried wearing it, like I fell asleep with it, and then the light went on, and it woke me up. So I'm like, well, that's dumb. I'm not going to do that.
That is dumb, yeah. Okay, we're continuing talking Christmas a little bit. We talked about snacks that we leave for Santa. Somebody's leaving fruitcake for Santa. I keep wanting to say cheesecake. Cheesecake would be a great, do it. But somebody keeps leaving. Do you remember what country that said it was? I think it's Chile. Oh, yeah, where my daughter went on her mission. They leave fruitcake for Santa overnight. It's like, so if you live in Chile and you're not getting any good presents, I can tell you exactly why. Santa's like, oh, not here again. Oh, man, here we go. So I went to college up in Logan, Utah State University. And Sweden was one of the ones mentioned. Sweden, they leave coffee out for Santa because it's always cold there, right? So a friend of mine was telling me his son went to Sweden as a missionary. And he said he was, for a lot of his mission, he was up by the north, Arctic Circle, that's what it is. He was up there. He said it was so cold there, like literally below zero for a lot of the winter that his son was there. And he said when his son came home, he's from here, he said when his son came home from his mission, he said he was going to go to Logan for school. He's like, oh, it's cold up there. You don't want to go up there. And he says, man, that ain't cold.
That's warm.
10 degrees, 20 degrees, that ain't nothing.
It's like the St. George of Sweden.
In fact, he kind of said, he's like, I just wanted to get out of St. George because it's so hot here.
Oh.
So he's up in Logan going to school, and it's very, very cold, but it's not cold to him because he went to Sweden.
So what cookies do you guys leave for Santa?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You don't remember. Yeah. We leave double stuffed Oreos because then nobody has to make them.
Oh, yeah. And somebody has to eat them for the kids. So they think they made
it's
it
not
there.
Not too bad.
So, yeah. Do you mentioned, and I've been feeling this way a little bit too, a little bah humbuggy this year. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean like I'm not in the Christmas spirit at all. I just mean I don't feel like doing the extra stuff that we usually do this year.
I know. I didn't do the extra stuff. Like usually I will make gingerbread houses from scratch.
We did that. Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't make them this year.
Well, why do you think that is? Because I've talked to other people who are the same way. They're like, Christmas, that's fine, whatever.
I feel like the Christmas season was cut short by where Thanksgiving was. And I don't know if that's true, but I just feel like they're just, like, usually I'll put three trees up. I put one tree up this year.
Wow. Is it also that, because maybe Christmas is on a Wednesday, it's kind of a weird day for Christmas, too?
I don't know. But I'm definitely putting my tree down on Christmas.
Yeah, it's coming down, huh?
It's coming down.
It's coming down. All right. A couple of texts. Let me read them, and then we got a commercial break. Concerning Costco chains, pop brands, you can identify a true Dixieite if they drink only Pepsi. That is because the Pepsi bottling plant was in St. George, and the Coke plant was in Cedar. I did not know that.
I did not know that. That's really interesting. Thank you.
And someone else texted and said, I had a charge on my Discover that said Fortenza Bra.
Fortenza Bra.
Fortenza Bra. So, let me read the rest of the text. I asked my wife if she bought a bra on the internet. She said no. Come to find out, my card was hacked. Fortenza was a drugstore, and bra was the abbreviation for Brazil.
He was like all happy.
That's kind of funny. Yeah.
That's funny.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
This is the Frank Sinatra version of Little Drummer Boy. It's pretty good. Good morning, everybody. I'm Andy, 954 on KDXU. There's Old Blue Eyes. Me, now, there have been other versions, a lot of versions of this song out there. Pentatonix did one a few years ago that I really, really like. In fact, I was kind of debating, do I do the Sinatra one or the Pentatonix? And then you found one that Carrie Underwood and her son, her four-year-old son?
I think he's 4 year old son, Isaiah Fisher, sing together. And if you want to cry, watch the YouTube video of it, and you can see him with
Quit
her.
Quit trying to make
singing.
Me cry.
Oh, I love it. Right. I love it.
You sent me an attachment. Is it that video?
No, it's just something about crying.
Okay, yeah. So.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Real quick, I did want to talk, and we only have 4 or 5 minutes, about Joe Biden and this whole commutation of sentences. So 37 federal death row inmates were moved from death row to life in prison because Joe decided, hey, they don't deserve to die. Oh, they deserve to die.
I heard about some of
read the list of some of these. So the weird thing, so his reason is, I'm against the death penalty, right? I mean, that was kind of his number one reason for doing this. Well, I don't think anybody should be condemned to die because I'm anti-death penalty. And yet, there were a handful, I want to say, I don't know if I have the nerd, 4 or 5 of them that he didn't commute their sentences. They left him on death row. And so people were asked, why would you commute some and not the others? And he didn't really have an answer for that. And so I'm just like, I'm confused, Mello, because I don't get why this guy, this anti-death penalty guy, would leave certain names off the commutation list. I mean, it's one thing if I'm anti-death penalty, no one deserves to die, I'm going to take them all off.
So how many, there's only 37 or 42 people on death row in general? Or was it just one prison? Like, how did he choose?
Let me read it again. Yeah. No, there's more than that, but there was 37 high-profile ones. I guess high-profile is what
I'm actually happy to hear, because I didn't hear the whole story before. I thought he exonerated them like he did with his son. So no, I'm happy that they're still in jail.
They're still in jail.
I didn't know that.
There's a big difference. I was reading up about this when we were talking about the Gary Gilmore case. There's a big difference between being on death row, which you're basically in solitary. You have no contact with humans for 23 out of 24 hours a day, and you're in this little teeny cell with, and they mute the lighting. I mean, it's death row is bad news, right?
Oh.
And then life sentence means you're just in prison with other prisoners. You're serving a life sentence. And so, you know, it's a big deal if you get commuted, your sentence commuted from death row to life in prison. But I still am a little confused why. And then I got reading the ones that he did not commute were high profile ones like mass murderers and racist murderers. Mm-hmm. And I think he was trying to avoid a PR nightmare. That's why he did it.
Does he even care about a PR nightmare? He won't remember it tomorrow.
That is way, way true. So.
Yeah, I mean, if he's going out, he's going to do whatever he wants to do anyway. And just, he doesn't really care. He has no political aspirations.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I don't want to end the show on that, though. To me, mm-hmm. That's very depressing. So we'll play a little bit more Drummer Boy. And we have about a minute left. Mello, is there anyone special that you know might be listening that you wanted to wish Merry Christmas to?
Well, I don't know. I certainly am grateful that I still have my dad here, and he's going to come over on Christmas morning. And
Merry Christmas. What's his name?
Delray Hammonds.
Delray Hammonds. Yep. Yeah. Merry Christmas,
open
Delray.
Open presents with us, and nice. I don't know. That's my favorite.
That's kind of me, too. My dad is 89 years old. He turns 90 in May. Mm-hmm. He is still spry. He still swims 3 times a week. He did fall yesterday and hurt himself a little bit.
I didn't know that.
But it wasn't a serious fall, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad my dad said, I miss my mom terribly. She's mm-hmm. been gone for, it's been a few years now, about 5 years, and I miss her terribly. But I'm so glad my dad is still here, mm-hmm. and I'm so glad that he listens every single day. And I got to tell you, folks, when I lose my dad eventually, which 90, you just never know, but it's going to be a rough day for Andy.
It's hard. I don't even want to think about it. I didn't want to lose my mom. I don't want to lose anybody. Yeah. I want everybody just to stay around.
Well, that'll do it for the show. That'll do it for the year. Everybody have a good holidays and, enjoy the day before Christmas and Christmas Day and New Year's. Mello will be here on Thursday with Donia Jessup, and I'll be off for a week.
Yeah.
Mello, thanks for all your help.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas Eve. To you.
I played my drum for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.